Hello everybody, Paul Ducklin here from Sophos in Sydney. Last month I ended up by saying that it was rather a murky day for the cloud. Well, that murk has given way to outright gloom, but I'll try to be upbeat anyway. So here we go. Paul Ducklin, Sophos, April 2011, 90 Second News. Media giant Sony lost personal data for up to 100 million users during April. Sony's PSN and SOE networks remain down. And it's not just Sony. Breaches were also reported by the state of Texas, WordPress, DSLReports.com, the New York Yankees, and more. So if you're one of the many organizations who think you're saving money on security, waiting until something big happens to someone else, your wait is over. Facebook courted controversy during April when it booted off anti-scam sites Scam Sniper and the Bulldog Estate. Facebook also kicked out popular technology news broker Ars Technica. The most charitable explanation so far seems to be that Facebook's automated anti-scam detection system went haywire. Ho-hum. Federal police in the US took over various command and control servers belonging to the CoreFlood botnet. The feds then sent commands to infected PCs, telling them to terminate the infectious processes. The results were promising, but the public was split on the issue. In a Sophos survey, nearly half of the respondents said the cops should do more, permanently zapping the bot from infected PCs without so much as asking. But more than 25% said this was a bad precedent and the cops should not touch other people's PCs at all. And lastly, a grandmother in Georgia who was prospecting for copper cable to uproot and sell for scrap, managed to sever the main internet link into neighbouring Armenia. And that's 90 Seconds of News. You can read about all these issues and much more on nakedsecurity.sophos.com. It wasn't voted most educational security blog for nothing, you know, so see you there.
Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay secure.